Part 3. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear some short conversations involving two speakers. Each conversation is spoken only once and is not written in the book, so listen carefully. In your book, you will read three questions about each conversation. Following each question are four answer choices: A, B, C, or D. Mark the letter that corresponds to the best answer on your answer sheet. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Are these your notes from Monday's budget meeting?
No, Sally. I was out of town Monday giving a sales presentation in Phoenix, remember? Maybe they're Tom's.
No, I'd recognize his handwriting. Why don't you send out an email asking if anyone is missing them?
Number 41. What has Sally found? Number 42. What was the man doing on Monday? Number 43. What does the woman suggest the man do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Are you carrying any fresh fruit, vegetables, or meat?
Yes. I have a basket of tropical fruit I'm taking as a gift for a friend.
Sorry, sir, but it's illegal to bring fresh fruit into the country. Please open your carry-on for inspection.
Number 44. The first speaker is looking for what kind of items? Number 45. Where does this conversation probably take place? Number 46. What will probably happen to the gift the second man is carrying? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
With all these new orders, we're going to have to hire more production workers.
Are you sure, Mr. Heath? We still have plenty of back inventory.
Yes, but that won't last forever, and we just can't ask our current workers to put in any more overtime. Some of them are already working double shifts.
Number 47. What is the problem? Number 48. What is Mr. Heath's plan? Number 49. What does Mr. Heath say about his current employees? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Have you read this new bestseller by Mark Westbrook?
No, I haven't. I don't really enjoy fiction.
I think you'd like this one. It's a very fast-paced adventure, and Westbrook has a really wild imagination.
Really? Maybe I'll try to read it in June when I'm on vacation. I'm too busy with work right now.
Number 50. What are they discussing? Number 51. What is the woman's opinion of Mark Westbrook? Number 52. When will the man take a vacation? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
I can't find the receipt for my airline tickets from that trip I took last week.
Not again, Phil. This is the third time this week you've lost something.
I need to find that receipt, or my company won't pay me back for my plane tickets. I've looked in my office, in the glove compartment, in my wallet.
I checked the pockets of the suit you were wearing. Remember what happened last time?
Number 53. How often does the man have this type of problem? Number 54. Why is Phil worried? Number 55. Where does the woman suggest the man look for the receipt? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
So did you get a chance to visit Brenda at the hospital?
Yeah, she was in surgery for a couple of hours, and she's had a pretty miserable week since then. She's still in some pain.
It must have been a pretty bad accident. I heard her car was totally destroyed. How did it happen?
She was driving up to a ski resort, and her car slid in the snow and hit a tree. I suppose she's lucky she wasn't hurt worse. Anyway, she'll be going home in another day, but it'll be at least a month before she's back in the office.
Number 56. What type of accident are they discussing? Number 57. When did the accident probably occur? Number 58. What will Brenda do tomorrow? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, David. This is Sam Briggs at Briggs Electronics. I'm just calling to see how our new campaign you're working on is going.
It's coming along fine, Sam. The radio spots have already been recorded, and they'll be on the air next week.
And the newspaper ads?
I'm glad you brought that up. We need to meet so I can show you a few I've been working on.
Number 59. Why is Mr. Briggs calling? Number 60. Where does David probably work? Number 61. What can be inferred about the newspaper ads? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Rosa. Did your boss send you down here to get another book of stamps?
No, I'm just filling out a change of address card. People are still sending mail to my old apartment.
Oh, then did you get the party invitation I sent you for my wedding anniversary on Saturday?
As a matter of fact, I did. You're one of the few people who managed to get my new address. So yeah, I'll definitely be there. I wouldn't miss it.
Number 62. Where are they? Number 63. What can be inferred about Rosa? Number 64. What will Rosa be doing on Saturday? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
We've commissioned Ms. Anspach to do a portrait of our CEO for his birthday.
But I thought we were going to surprise him. It won't be a surprise if he has to pose for her.
Calm down. He won't have to. I took a couple of snapshots of him, and she'll work from the photographs.
Well, all right. But if I were you, I'd let his wife choose the photograph that Ms. Ansbach works from. We want to be sure that he'll like it.
Number 65. What is Ms. Ansbach's occupation? Number 66. What did the woman initially think of the man's idea? Number 67. What does the woman advise the man to do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
My suggestion to cut expenses is to reduce bonuses by 50% for the next 6 months.
But John, those bonuses help motivate our sales staff. And well-motivated sales reps bring in more new accounts for the company. They won't like this, especially considering their vacation days were already cut a couple of weeks ago.
We'll explain to them that it's only a short-term measure. I think they'll understand.
Number 68. How long would the man's proposal probably be in effect? Number 69. Why does the woman think the staff will not like the proposal? Number 70. What is the man's primary concern? Go on to part 4.